Be not afraid. Jesus is on the way to encounter you. Join Father Fabian Moncada and Wilfrido Matamoros every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio. Also tune in Sundays at 10:30 a.m. for Be Not Afraid in Spanish. Now, hear the good news and be not afraid.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Happy Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe. Feliz Fiesta de Nuestra Señora de Guadalupe, my dear brothers and sisters. I am Father Fabian Moncada, and with me is Wilfrido Matamoros. We are in Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM. Be not afraid. This radio show today has a special context in the Marian presence of the Kingdom of God. Our Lady of Guadalupe, it's a blessing and a privilege for me and for all of you, my dear listeners, to have in board Monsignor Frank Bognano. Good morning, Monsignor.
Good morning. Good morning. Good to be here.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome to our program, and welcome to be willing to share the multiple blessings from Our Lady, the magnificent experience for intercultural action of the Holy Spirit through the Blessed Mother of God, Mary Most Holy, in the Advocation of Our Lady of Guadalupe. But before to moving forward, I'd like to invite all my dear brothers and sisters that listen to us today to begin this morning in the name of the Father, and in the Son, and in the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's do our daily offering. Lord Jesus, I united myself to your perpetual, unceasing, universal sacrifice. We offer ourselves to you every day of our life and every moment of every day, according to your most holy and adorable will. Since you have been the victim of our salvation, we wish to be the victim of your love. Accept our desires, take our offerings, and graciously hear our prayer. Let us live for love of you. Let us die for your love of you. Let us last heartbeat be an act of perfect love. Let us ask in also Our Lady to be with us, and I invited you to invoke the same salutation from the Archangel Gabriel. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God,
pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death.
Amen. Well, today, the Holy Mother, the Church, invite us in community, in common action of the Holy Spirit, to the presence of Our Lady of Guadalupe. And I'd like to be reaffirming to say, this is Our Lady for the Holy Catholic Mother Church. This is an amazing moment to make an abridges between communities. I invited you, without any kind of color, any kind of culture, to join the maternity of our Lord Jesus Christ present in La Morenita, Our Lady of Guadalupe. What is the meaning of that in our heart, in our faith? This program will be led by her Immaculate Heart, led by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, to help us to understand that we are in the same boat, the Holy Mother, the Church, the Catholic Church, and all of you, my dear brothers and sisters, if you are driving, if you are in your home, if you are simple, join us. This is Be Not Afraid, the program that helped us to working together in a Holy Mother Church as a Catholics. That means universal. A light in a particular manner to asking Monsignor Bognano to introduce all this Marian dimension in our faith.
Right, yes. And Mary, when she appeared in 1539, I think, Juan Diego in Mexico, just outside Mexico City, she appeared in a couple of ways, I think, that draw us together. One is that the tilma, which was the serape that he was wearing when he was filled with flowers that she picked and put there so the bishop would believe him, left her image. And the image, interestingly enough, contains elements of the Aztec religion, the Aztec population, which was very interesting because, as Pope Benedict said, that shows us that she's trying to bring different cultures together, that in the Catholic Church we embrace different cultures. We don't try to stamp them out, but we take what's good in them and we use them and we inculcate them into our own lives. So that's one of the things about Guadalupe is that it's multicultural. It really is. It's interesting.
And if you are follow us, we are in Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM. This has been Other Afraid with Father Fabian, and today we have a Monsignor Bognano, Our Lady of Guadalupe. Pray for us.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports 365 is provided in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic, with two licensed optometrists, Barbara Sheets, a Dowling Catholic graduate, and Dr. Todd Pedig. The Ashworth Vision Clinic team provides complete eye exams, contact lenses, glasses, glaucoma testing, and pre- and post-operative care. Ashworth Vision Clinic is located at Ashworth and 60th Street in West Des Moines, 515-440-4610. Online at ashworthvision.com.
Are you suffering emotionally or spiritually after an abortion? At InterVisions Healthcare, we believe you deserve healing and support. We found that there are no quick fixes, but meeting with others who share the same pain can be a good start. To learn more about how this healing ministry can help you, call InterVisions at 515-440-2273. Ask for Jenny. InterVisions Healthcare. It's a safe and confidential place to begin the healing you deserve.
Steve DeVinny is proud to serve the Des Moines community at DeVinny Wealth Solutions of Raymond James. Steve has spent more than his 23-year financial services career helping his clients realize their financial goals through individual planning, professional advice, and dedicated personal service. Steve DeVinny, 515-221-2385 or at raymondjames.com/DeVinny Wealth Solutions. Raymond James and Associates, member New York Stock Exchange, SIPC.
Thank you, Divine Treasures, for your support of our new Storm Alert weather package. Divine Treasures is a Catholic book and gift store celebrating 25 years of serving the Des Moines community. Their mission is to help Catholics know, love, and keep their faith in our Lord Jesus Christ and His Church. Divine Treasures, where you find great Catholic books, beautiful Bibles, rosaries, jewelry, statues, and religious gifts for those memorable events in your life. 5701 Hickman Road in Des Moines, 515-255-5230. That's 515-255-5230.
Be not afraid. Welcome back, my dear brothers and sisters. We have a tremendous treasure of guests today that will be guide us through this festivity of Our Lady of Guadalupe. Monsignor, but this context of the Advent season, crossing through the Immaculate Conception Solemnity, and today Our Lady of Guadalupe is not only on a providential circumstances. I can guess it's the plan of God to help us as Catholics to join together this amazing Marian dimension of our faith.
Right, because Mary was pregnant during this time before Christmas, obviously. And then on the tilma, where we have the beautiful picture of Our Lady of Guadalupe, she's pregnant. And that's why the pro-life movement in our country always has a huge picture of Our Lady of Guadalupe because she is for life. She's our mother. So, yes, and I love the title of the program, Be Not Afraid. Those are the first the first words that the angel said to her. He said, don't be afraid. God is with you. Blessed are you among women. So, yeah, do not be afraid.
Absolutely. Monsignor, this interpretation probably is a popular tradition that the people understand that Our Lady of Guadalupe, it's more for Mexican community. It's more for Hispanic community. That is true, that is not true, or is a universal dimension of our faith also?
Well, yeah, because it's Our Lady of Americas. Wait a minute. For last I heard, I'm in America right now, right? Okay, so it's Our Lady of Americas. So, yeah, she's the mother of all of us. And the point of it is that she's there to bring us together in her son. Unity. That's what she is after, is unity. And in fact, in our own parish, Christ King Parish, this is going to be the year of unity for us. We're really, because we have a huge Hispanic population in our parish, so we are saying, let's share, let's learn from each other. For example, I am so taken by the wonderful, strong family life of the Hispanic folks. They are, their children, they bring their kids to Mass. They're everywhere they go, they bring with their children. I love it. It's wonderful. And I've told them, I'm saying, you have a lot to teach us Americans about family. Because we've kind of lost it, in a way. We've lost a lot of that. And watching you, I'm just going, oh my gosh, wouldn't it be wonderful if we could all be like that?
Wow. Monsignor, based on your longest experience in this multicultural ministry as a priest, could you please tell us about it? You, out of microphone, you said to us that you celebrate Mass in the small chapel of Guadalupe?
Oh, years ago, yes.
Oh, years ago?
Right, yeah. Bishop Dingman... Bishop Bullock asked me to be the head of the Hispanic ministry back about 40 years ago when I worked for him. I was his chancellor. And every Sunday I would go out to Guadalupe Chapel, mm-hmm. and I'd pick up my aunt, and she played the piano, and we'd go out there, and I would preach, you know, and have Mass. It was wonderful. I loved it. At that time, there I think there were like, we figured about 10,000 Hispanic folks in our diocese. Now I think they're
exponential,
like 80,000 or something. So, but no, it was wonderful, and it was great having the Hispanic ministry, and especially at the cathedral where we had the Hispanic ministry, we had the Black Caucus, we had all the different cultures in one Mass.
Monsignor, formally. Your service for the December the 12th to honoring the festivity of Our Lady of Guadalupe, moving into the mix between traditions from Hispanic community and also the mm-hmm. celebration of the Holy Mother of the Church. Mm-hmm. Tell us about it.
Well, I mean, at our parish, what we do is we've asked everybody to come to our bilingual Mass tonight at 7 o'clock and to join in the Rosary and the Novena tonight at 5:45. Confessions and so on. So we're just encouraging everybody. Let's why don't you come and experience a little bit of that of that wonderful tradition, and let the Holy Spirit pick you up. You'll feel something. You know, there's God is there. God is there for you. So through His Mother, it's just a wonderful celebration. So, and then we encourage people to come. We do have a food afterward. Food brings us together.
Tamales,
you got it. Yeah, that's right. Okay. But food does bring us together, and we more and more in our parish, I think in other parishes doing the same thing, we try to eat together. We try to say, well, you bring some food, we'll bring some food. And
like
we'll,
potluck.
Just like a big potluck, exactly, yeah.
Exactly, very good. Monsignor, also like to ask you to share with us this connection about migrations and the suffering experience from Mary and Joseph, as a migrants, and this context of the Our Lady of Guadalupe, not only for our Latino Americans migrants, we can say the same thing for our African brothers and sisters migrants that try to conquer in a good manner for better life, for protection, and obviously try to avoid any kind of autocratical governance in Africa, moving to Europe, the same in Asia. So Our Lady of Guadalupe, also in the context of view from Pope Francis, is a tremendous invitation for protection and join together the same Catholic Church.
Yeah, it's just like meditating. Mary and Joseph fled because Herod was after the baby, so they fled into Egypt. And when they got to Egypt, I'm sure the Egyptians were kind of looking at him and saying, well, you don't talk our language, and why don't you guys go over there, and who are these people? And and so just, and we're kind of the Egyptians. I mean, we're looking at the Hispanic folks, black folks, folks coming from other countries. Sometimes we kind of go, well, who are you? Well, remember, that's Mary and Joseph. That's Jesus. You know, I was a stranger and you welcomed me, said Jesus, Matthew chapter 25, one of the test questions at the Last Judgment. Did you welcome me? So, yes, those are beautiful stories in the Bible. But now, wait a minute. I've got to live this out. Ooh, how do I live it out? Oh, my heavens. It's real. It's real stuff. Yeah.
That attitude from Pope Francis to go out of his heart to share to them the real presence of Jesus Christ, that means charity, compassion, and mercy, it's also in a very good parallel to the apparition of Our Lady of Guadalupe, because she not appeared to the sophisticated intellectual reality in terms of theology. So that teaches a lot in this context of life, you know?
Yeah, she appeared to Juan Diego, who himself was an adult convert and just probably didn't speak Spanish at all, spoke his native tongue. And yeah, she always fakes us out. She goes to the poor. In every apparition of Mary, it's usually to some out-of-the-way place, and it's to some insignificant people, like the little children of Fatima. Or Lourdes, southern France. Who would want to go to southern France in all those cold mountains where all that cold water is and rain? It's not a very nice climate, but there she goes. And where does she appear at Lourdes? At a dump of people where people brought their garbage. That's what that little girl saw. So, yeah, don't look for the poor. You want to find out Jesus? That's where she goes. I suppose maybe we ought to go there too.
Absolutely. So that... it's another very interlines message from Our Lady to set on a humble heart. It's more willing to understand the kingdom of God. This merciful attitude, because finally, all of us are migrants, you know?
Yes, because we are.
At the ending of our life, we're going to the celestial.
But at the end, you know, you get older and you wind up in a nursing home or something. And guess what? You're kind of a migrant, you know? Yeah, we all kind of want, what do you know about that, you know?
Right.
So, and my grandparents were migrants. My grandparents came from Italy, you know, and had a very hard time. Worked in coal mines in southern Iowa.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah. So that's where we came from.
Monsignor, how we can understand this new evangelization, the start of new evangelization from the presence of the Blessed Virgin Mary, especially today in the context of Our Lady of Guadalupe, how we can join together to grow in faith as community, close to Jesus Christ himself. Mm-hmm. What is the deeply message from Our Lady of Guadalupe that is still working today?
Yes.
For our brothers and sisters that listen to us today.
Well, one way of looking at it, we are in a sorely divided country. There's so much division in our country now. I mean, you can hardly even mention any political person and you're on the wrong side. Anyway, it's terrible, okay? But we can be countercultural. We can say, no, we are one. We can show people we can be one, brothers and sisters. We can understand and love each other and have a common faith. So I think Catholics can be countercultural, and we need to be. That's how you evangelize this crazy, divided country. We got to show them that unity is possible, and we can do that with our Hispanic brothers and sisters and African brothers and sisters. Let's one community, and people go, what's that? It's called love. It's called unity. It's called God. It's called the presence of God, and that's what this country needs, and we'll show you. We will demonstrate that. We'll witness that to you in our churches.
Monsignor, how many languages do you speak?
Spanish and English, and I used to speak some French and a little Italian.
Monsignor, if the Lord gave you the opportunity to go to Moscow,
Mass.
Ayuda doesn't have time to go to the Mass to celebrate the Mass by your own. How do you feel if you join in a Russian traditional language the celebration of the Holy Mass? Will it be the same Mass?
Oh, yes. I did it with Ukrainian priests.
Oh.
I did. I can celebrate Ukrainian Mass years ago out in New York. And I didn't understand a word they said. It was a two-hour Mass. It was in their language. But it was the Mass. It was beautiful.
Because it's unique. It's the same sacrifice.
Same sacrifice of the Mass. No doubt about it. Just beautiful.
So that we can move that experience through the initial experience from San Juan Dieguito in a traditional language, and then to communicate this apparition. And today, this Juan Dieguito's attitude continue be to our brothers and sisters for different skin colors, for different language, to join the same Catholic and Apostolic Church.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, right. That's the beauty about the church. The word Catholic means universal. That's what it means. Now, we just have to live it. We have to live it.
We have to live it. Monsignor, it's a really pleasure and a blessing to have you here. So I like to remind our brothers and sisters that you can listen us tonight at 9 p.m. in this festivity of Our Lady of Guadalupe. And again at 10:30 a.m. next week, also in English, as you have been listening to us today, 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. as well. This is Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 a.m., 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM.
Iowa Catholic Radio would like to say a special thank you to our business partners that underwrite our programming. Friends, each day God's Word is proclaimed on this station. The message of Jesus Christ and the teachings of the Church can be heard and are changing lives. We are very grateful for our business partners and would like to bless them for their support. That is why we've created an online business directory. Organized by topic for easy use, we hope you'll like it. Go to iowacatholicradio.com to check it out.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio's broadcast of Dowling Catholic sports and activities is provided by Kemin, using science to improve the world.
Kemin is on the leading edge of molecular science, manufacturing more than 500 specialty ingredients used by the feed and food industries and the health, nutrition, and beauty markets.
Kemin's vision is to improve the quality of life by touching half the people of the world every day with their products and services.
Kemin, using science to improve the world. Online at Kemin.com.
St. Vincent de Paul's assists those living in poverty to become self-sufficient. Learn more at svdpsm.org or call 515-282-8327. This message brought to you by Homemakers Furniture.
Thank you, Farm Bureau agent Cindy Schulte, for underwriting Catholic Women Now. As an authorized independent agent, Cindy's team can provide health insurance options from Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa. Cindy Schulte at 1315 50th Street in West Des Moines, or on the web at cindyschulte.com, 515-226-2111. Cindy and her team know health insurance.
Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association. Products available at Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Thank you, Big Red Q Quick Print, for underwriting the sports report. Family owned and operated since 1980, Big Red Q Quick Print is a full service print shop, ready to help you with all your printing needs with speed and accuracy. BigRedQ-Des Moines.com.
Welcome, my dear brothers and sisters. We are in the last part of our segment of Be Not Afraid. We are a pleasure to have Monsignor Frank Bognano, a tremendous instrument of our Lord Jesus Christ in our diocese to compiling these multiple gifts that we receive through the priesthood ordination. And for all those listeners that join us, this is a Be Not Afraid encounter in the context of the festivity of Our Lady of Guadalupe. And I'd like to help us, Monsignor, to give us his wisdom in terms of this preparation for this third week of Advent, Monsignor.
Right. We do. We look at the readings. It says, make straight the way of the Lord. Ooh, okay. How do we do that? We do that by prayer. We do that by thinking, who can I reach out to love? Who's that one person that God is going to send me that I'm going, uh-oh, that's the person, reach out and love that person, because that is Mary and Joseph. They are the ones that I'm welcoming. Those are the people that are looking for acceptance. So that's a good thing. Who, Jesus, who are you going to send me that I need to go, uh-oh, I got to reach out and love that person. This is my opportunity. So watch for that opportunity. Pray for that opportunity.
Perfect. Monsignor, Saint John the Baptist is the first prophet to announce the good news to the world. That is, mm-hmm. Only I am capable to baptize by water.
Mm-hmm.
But my follower, he will be baptized you by the action, by the presence, and by the Holy Spirit
right.
as well.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
In this context of Our Lady of Guadalupe, we need a new baptism in Marian's context. And this new baptism in the context of Marian is the baptism of prudence, charity, solidarity, and a joint together in the same church.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to be baptism means to be immersed. So to be immersed in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Those are the gifts, prudence, justice, fortitude, temperance. Please, dear God, immerse me in the gifts. I have the Holy Spirit through my baptism and confirmation, but now immerse me in the gifts because I have a life to live. So immerse me in those gifts.
Monsignor, I don't want to finish this radio show without your blessing, without receiving in this festivity of Our Lady of Guadalupe your tremendous healing words and gift that you receive for the intercession of Our Lady.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That she is an amazing intercessor for all our labors as a priest to communicate this healing experience. Please, Monsignor, give us your final blessing in this festivity of Our Lady. And all our listeners, I invited you to be open to receive this tremendous gift from the Holy Spirit.
Yes, our help is in the name of the Lord who made
heaven and earth.
Dear Lord, you are so good to us, loving us more than we ever deserve, never forgetting us. Through the intercession of our dear Blessed Mother, Our Lady of Guadalupe, send forth the Holy Spirit upon everybody listening right now. Open us up. Help us to feel your love, to choose your love, to go your direction, to be open to the path that you lay before us, to say, as Mary did, be it done unto me according to your word. We ask this of you, Lord, bless us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you, Monsignor.
You're
Be
welcome.
Not afraid.
Be not afraid. Jesus is on the way to encounter you. Join Father Fabian Moncada and Wilfrido Matamoros every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio. Also tune in Sundays at 10:30 a.m. for Be Not Afraid in Spanish. So go forward and be not afraid.